Police in Iowa say two officers have been shot to death in ambush-style attacks. The Des Moines Police Department says both officers were killed early Wednesday. One was killed in Des Moines. The other was killed about 2 miles away in Urbandale.
We have no idea. That's what we're working through right now. We've got, obviously, we called in all our detectives. We're being helped at the Urbandale scene by DCI. They've offered their resources to help us out also. So everybody that can be on this is on it.
Is there any concern that there's still danger in terms of...
There's clearly a danger if you're a police officer. These guys were gunned down, sitting in their car, doing nothing wrong. So there's definitely some danger out there. There's somebody out there shooting police officers. We hope we find him before anybody else gets hurt. We definitely don't want anybody in the public or in the community to get hurt. But there is a clear and present danger to police officers right now. And we've doubled up our officers. I think Urbandale's taken some of those same precautions. But yeah, there's definitely danger out there right now.
Des Moines police say they're trying to develop information about possible suspects. Matt Small, The Associated Press.
Much more serious up in the Bronx. This is live pictures now from Fox 5, WNYW, what New Yorkers watch, and their chopper is up over. It's just the hardest thing in the world to think about is these two police sergeants. They're responding to a robbery in the Bronx, sort of eastern Bronx, way east of Yankee Stadium. If you're looking at the map, it's way over to the east, near the East River, and responded to a sort of a routine robbery call, two sergeants, and a man with an arsenal. Multiple weapons begins firing. There are multiple reports now that one of the police officers may have been hit in the head. Police sergeants, I should say. And both sergeants, according to the reporting of the New York Daily News, at the hospital, they warned the blood bank there that the sergeants might need blood transfusion. So this is a very serious scene. We're led to believe now that the suspect, who had all the weapons, was shot and killed by police. We don't know whether it was by the two sergeants who were victims here, or if other responding officers of some kind may have shot this suspect. At any rate, there's one suspect. That one suspect is dead, and we're waiting for updates on two of New York City's bright finest who are not doing well this afternoon at all.
And the madness has to stop, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, the police are not your enemy. They are your friends. Complaint Department, News with a Twist. My name is JDR, live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, SoundCloud. John Robinson at writerscafe.org. Telephone at yourpoetry-.com. Listen, the police are the people that you go to when you are in trouble, when you need help. Why are they being assassinated unnecessarily? Yes, there has been trouble. There has been complications. We need to fix this. And we need to fix this quick. They are not your enemy. Anyway, sit back. Relax. And enjoy.
That's all I can really say.
A man makes heartbreaking goodbye videos as he lies in a ravine after a motorcycle crash.
Just want to say I love you guys. Sorry I was being stupid. But, you know, that's what I do.
Kevin Diepenbrock thought he was going to die. He says he and his friend, Philip Polito, were riding their motorcycles in Tennessee when they crashed into each other and went down the ravine. Philip died in the crash, and as Kevin laid there waiting for help, he wasn't sure if it would get to him in time.
7 o'clock. Trying to use my flashlight to wave somebody down.
He didn't have any reception, so he used his phone to record his last moments and send messages of love to his family.
Love you. Love you, Courtney. Love you, Mom and Dad.
30 hours after the crash, help finally arrived after a passing motorcyclist heard his cries for help. As horrific as his experience was, Diepenbrock says it made him realize how important his family is to him, and he will make sure not a day goes by without telling them so.
Take care. Love you guys.
For InsideEdition.com, I'm Mara Montalbano.
Hey, folks, it's JDR. And that's pretty deep stuff. You know, you get into a bad accident and you don't think you're going to be found. You don't think, you know, you're going to get rescued. And, you know, you record your last wishes and thoughts on your cell phone. I guess, you know, in that way, you know, technology is great. Technology is great in a lot of ways. That's a sad way, you know, but thank God he was rescued. But, you know, it's just when you think about it, when you think that, you know, maybe you're out in the woods or something like that and you have an accident and you're in the middle of nowhere and you know, there's going to be no passersby, there's going to be no bicycle riding by, nobody walking by, you're in the middle of nowhere and something happens to you and, you know, it's like you're going to church on your phone. It's really kind of weird, you know. I don't know, but thank God he was rescued. You're listening to Views with a Twist. My name is JDR from Complaint Department. And we're on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Podomatic.com, SoundCloud. John Robinson is John Wright, is at writerscafe.org. I've been saying writers.org for the longest time. And it's actually writerscafe.org, and I apologize for that. And Tawa Kwan you can find at your-poetry.com, and I shall return.
Keep stepping on the vein that keeps my lifeline flowing through. I wanna be a perfect stick of glue, but I don't feel perfect at all. Sad and insecure flaw. Yeah. I find it hard to hold conversations. I get sweaty, sick, and I wanna walk away. No, it's not you, it's strictly me in this situation. But I'm wondering, will it ever go away? Just go away still. Sometimes I feel like weeping, awaken when I'm sleeping, perfecting how to put a game face on. And this puzzle I've been keeping has been hiding, creeping out the closet door, spilling out onto the floor. How long will I be picking up pieces? I'll be as honest as I feel. I feel like I'm getting more paranoid, cause I'm hearing things and they never turn out real.
It feels like my heart is made of pure steel. It's just so heavy all the time. I'm scared of death, I'm scared of living. Shit, I gave up on the past cause it's unforgiving. I misplaced my trust, I watched my word begin to rust. I'm that balloon about to bust. I need a place for reliving still. Sometimes I feel like weeping, awaken when I'm sleeping, perfecting how to put a game face on. And this puzzle I've been keeping has been in hiding, creeping out the closet door, spilling out onto the floor. How long will I be picking up pieces? How long will I be picking up my heart? Be picking up my heart. Be picking up my heart. Space and time, keep picking up pieces in the corner of my mind. How long getting you so hard to find? Keep picking up pieces in the corner of my mind. Come on!
Preliminary analysis of results of the U.S. presidential elections shows that the chances of America's remaining calm after the 8th of November make up only 5%. Most probably the hottest events will take place on the elections day. According to the first scenario, there are three options of the development. The first one is that Trump wins, however the Democrats will steal votes to claim victory. In case it happens, mass protests, violence, bloodshed and a lot of problems connected with the law may be expected, the Natural News wrote. The second one is that Obama declares results invalid, asserting that the Russians have influenced the voting, which is the most probable outcome of the elections and it will definitely generate unrest. The third one is that the Democrats recognize Trump's victory and agree upon peaceful change of power. However, even in case Obama and Clinton admit their defeat and agree that Donald Trump is the next president, mass riots may spark everywhere. It is noted that Obama can make use of it to declare the martial law and suspend Trump's coming into power, accusing him of all sins. It is also possible that Clinton wins the elections, but her adversaries will dispute validity of the results. This scenario is quite problematic as it may face violence, which will promptly turn into a military coup or revolt of the armed citizens, a march to Washington and a dethronement of the corrupt power regime.
Folks, this has been a crazy election year, and it's going to be a crazy election, and whatever you do, go out and vote. Vote for whoever you want to. Just don't vote for Trump. And, you know, it's really weird because here's the international community predicting violence upon the results of the election. Now, we all know that if Hillary Clinton wins, Trump will probably not concede. He will probably ask for a recall. If Trump wins, well, all hell may break loose. There are militia groups waiting and predicting violence in the streets of the United States upon the election. This is really crazy stuff. You know, I never even really thought about that. I just thought it would just be a peaceful exchange of power, but it may not be a peaceful exchange of power. Yeah, you just heard some idiot riding by with a broken muffler thinking he's got a race car. I'm live here in Jamaica, Queens. I don't know if you heard it, but, you know, it's, you know, that was just a very, very, very loud sound. But it's just a crazy thought that upon the end of the elections, all of a sudden, you know, one of the candidates said, well, you know, I'm not going to put up with this. I'm not gonna accept this election. I'm not gonna concede, and there will be no peaceful change of power. And there's talk of martial law, which is really, really freaky, because martial law, man, you're gonna have military on the streets, it's gonna be curfews, there's gonna be cops and army reserves and everywhere in the stores, walking around everywhere, man, with their assault weapons and stuff like this, and if there's actually violence on the streets, can you imagine that? Can you imagine that there's actually violence on the streets? Because people do not, and I can actually see this if Trump doesn't win, because Trump has a lot of fanatics following him, like the KKK, Aryan race groups, and stuff like this. And I could actually see violence on the streets if this man doesn't win. And if he does win, I can see it going the other way. I can see violence on the streets from people that simply do not want this man to have his trigger on a nuclear weapon, to have his finger on the trigger of a nuclear weapon. I can actually see this. So I can actually see a whole lot of craziness going on. But then again, this is the United States of America. Somehow we tend to figure things out. I don't know. I don't know if that was just me being, you know, just being, what's the word am I looking for? Let me use a simple word. Just being hopeful that nothing stupid happens. You know, because that would just be really wild. The elections are on Tuesday, and whatever happens, it could be really wild, folks. We could be in for a really, really wild roller coaster ride. And I'm telling you, if Trump wins, then we will be in for 4 years of a really, really wild roller coaster ride. Really. I'd rather have the old policies of a Clinton than have the fanatical policies of a Trump, to be honest with you. But hey, we'll see what happens, folks. You know, let's hope for the best. JDR, you're listening to Views with a Twist, Complaint Department. I'll be back.
It's chaos inside Walmart, and it's happening at stores across America.
Back off of me!
The mayhem can even spill out into the parking lot. In some cities, it's gotten so bad, police say they're finding their resources stretched thin, responding to calls for incidents at Walmart.
So you're looking at this direction because you're looking at the DVDs.
When 20-year-old Ashlyn Rogers was shopping at Walmart for DVDs 2 years ago, she had no idea this guy was wandering up and down the aisles with a baseball bat.
All of a sudden, I hear a swoosh. And I collapse on the floor.
Without any warning, the deranged shopper took a swing to the back of Ashlyn's head.
I just remember being hurtled in the floor, not able to move because I was in so much shock and in so much pain.
Ashlyn's attacker was sentenced to 3 years in prison.
You don't expect something like that to happen to you, and for it to happen one time, it makes you think it could possibly happen a second time.
How bad is it? Get this. Last year in Jacksonville, Florida, there were 5,298 calls involving just 16 Walmart stores. Up in Chicopee, Massachusetts, there's just one Walmart, which triggered 1,294 calls from 2015 to now.
It is kind of shocking when you realize that on average, it's once or twice that the police are at a Walmart a day. Especially in our city.
Across the nation, in Westminster, Colorado, there are just 4 Walmart stores, and yet 2,140 calls were made having to do with Walmart. Lakeside, Colorado has a small police force, just 12 officers, and they're being overwhelmed by the 1,270 calls to Walmart since 2015.
You're going back and forth to Walmart all day long.
There have been days where I've run out of handcuffs.
You've run out of handcuffs.
Seriously.
I don't suggest touching me one more time, fat boy.
This dispute took place in the parking lot at that Walmart in Lakeside.
Get out of my face.
Devin Jones shot the video and says he can't believe what went down.
I made myself look like a jerk. Just a fool. It's just two morons grunting at each other for no reason.
Lakeside Sergeant Richard Harris.
Today, you've already had 2 calls to Walmart. And it's not even nighttime yet. So you're expecting that while I'm here visiting you today, we may get another call.
More than likely.
And it didn't take long for a call to come in.
We have a shoplift in progress.
Sergeant Harris put 22-year-old Adrian Romero under arrest for shoplifting.
The man rushing out of the door was trying to steal this shopping cart full of sporting equipment, snacks, shoes, and even a watch.
The police said that you had a shopping cart full of merchandise that you were trying to steal tonight. Is that true?
Ma'am, you guys on my news?
Yes, we're with Inside
Edition. Yeah.
Walmart says safety and reducing crime is a top priority. In a statement, Walmart says, "We've made additional investments in people and technology to support our stores, as well as increased our outreach to law enforcement across the country. We are pleased with the early results in many communities and are seeing firsthand reduction in calls for police service."
Another day in the neighborhood.
What the hell is going on with Walmart here in these lone states or whatever you want to call them? I mean, like Colorado and all these Midwestern and, you know, Dakota or whatever. I don't know. But what the hell is going on with Walmart, man? Are they giving out free cheese? I mean, is there a reason for the violence? I mean, that you're getting so many calls and just at Walmart stores. I mean, are the sales that big? I mean, are they giving out stuff practically free? Or are people just stupid? I would go with the latter. People are just stupid. And, you know, there's just no way around it. People are dumb. They're stupid. You know, they get into fights for no reason. Like the one guy said, you know, I acted like a jerk. You know, we were just two jerks going at it or whatever. You know, it's just, but that's really, it's America, folks. What can I tell you? You know, it's the human element. I say it all the time, and I will continue to say it because it will never get old. It's always the human element. The human element involves so much. It involves everything. It involves everything. Until computers totally take over and robots totally take over, And all we have to do is just lay in bed and not get out of bed. And, you know, and we got robots doing everything. It's going to always be the human element. At that point, it's going to be the robot element. Yeah. Anyway, you're listening to JDR. This is Views with a Twist. Complete Department, live on your iTunes, your Android, your iOS, Parliament.com, SoundCloud. John Robinson at writerscafe.org. And Tawa Kwan at your-poetry.com. I'm going to give my shout-outs to the NYPD. The police department is not your enemy, folks. You know, we need to stop this crazy stuff about going after the police. Because it's really, it's contradictory. Because, you know, you want to bash the police, but when something goes down, you want to call the police for help. You can't have it both ways. Okay, we need to stop this stuff. And we can't be killing these guys, man. We can't be killing police officers. They are our protectors. We need to put an end to all this junk. I know the whole Black Lives Matter and black people being shot and stuff like this unnecessarily. I understand that. Like I say, and I will say it again, it's the human element. We have to understand. When we understand, then we can forward a plan to minimize or totally delete such actions. It takes both sides, folks. It's not just the cops. We just can't be yelling at the cops. You know, you guys need to da 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 da. We have to engage. We as citizens have to engage the police department and say, yes, you are my friend. You are my protector. I understand. Not go out and shoot him. It's just stupid. So it's the NYPD, the FDNY, North Shore Animal League, ASPCA, Wildlife, SOS of India, Allgemeine Freunde in Deutschland, Pet Pardons, Show Your Soft Side. I think I forgot somebody there. I'm not really sure. But anyway, I might be back. I may not. But there's much show left. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
I did some shows in Mexico. And like everywhere I go, as soon as I check into my hotel room, I immediately hang the Do Not Disturb sign on the door. Or for the Spanish speaking, No Moleste. That was kind of a creepy feeling, hanging that on my door before bed. Nope. No moleste. Not tonight. Try a couple doors down. And actually, after I did that joke one night in Omaha, this guy came up to me and he's like, just so you know, I'm a Spanish interpreter, and moleste means to annoy or bother. Yeah. I know. No moleste. So he thought that I thought there were sexual predators running up and down the halls of the resort where I was staying, and that all the management decided to do, instead of springing for some security, was just to run down to the local Kinko's and run off some shoddy, low-rent sign that just said, no moleste. So like you're in your room at night, someone's banging on the door, trying to beat the door down, and you're like, no molesting. And he's like, oh, sorry. Sign was turned the wrong way. It said, si moleste. Oh, okay, cool. Could you just turn that around for me, creepy?
Yes, sir.
Jenna Grusin on Allemann Freunde in Deutschland. All right, folks, I'm going to fade out, but there's some show left. Hang around.
So, tell me, friend, have you heard the good news?
No, thanks.
I'm just fucking with you. Jesus doesn't give a shit.
Fox Searchlight Pictures invites you.
Driving, asshole!
To meet a man.
Wilson!
You are such a beautiful girl.
Dude, she needs to leave.
Who wants the world to accept him.
My wife left me 17 years ago.
So what is in there?
I just need to move on, find somebody new. Not you necessarily.
In the worst possible way.
Working man, eh? 40 years from now, you're going to be on your deathbed saying, where did it all go?
How did we end up like this?
There's a lot of seats, you know, in this train.
Issues.
Ooh, looks like your ex-wife put this girl up for adoption 17 years ago.
I'm a father! Yes!
That's life.
How could you not tell me that we had a daughter?
Excuse me, do you think I could get this with the aioli on the side, as I requested?
Yes. I think you should know, we have tickets to Wicked.
Hey, dickhead, shut the fuck up! Can't you see that this woman is having a profound moment?
I said that's life!
You tell me that you don't want to see your daughter.
What do you want to do, stalk her?
And as funny as it may seem...
Hey, Claire, Jenny Craig's over here!
Hey, you need to shut the fuck up, you little prick! That's my daughter!
If you're wondering about the lack of family resemblance, she used to be a real hippo.
Myself up and get back in the race.
Yes!
Life.
You're dragging me along for this insane Insta family?
You guys are so beautiful.
And I can't deny it.
My ex, she's a good woman. I just have to help her embrace her maternal nature.
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
In that case, I guess I'll take a blowjob then. Mm. I should have brought my wallet.
That
is quite a tattoo.
How's that?
It's like the ultimate argument ender. Like, no, I don't want your fucking job. I want to destroy your entire society.
For all of us at the ASPCA, working to save the lives of animals is on our minds every day. And in the past year, I've been inspired by the outpouring of support we've received from members like you. Thousands of animals have been saved from deplorable conditions by our emergency responders, and thousands more were given life-saving medical treatment, and still even more were impacted by the passage of humane animal welfare laws in states across the country, laws that you helped us fight for. Whether rescuing innocent dogs from the horrors of dogfighting, responding to natural disasters, or putting an end to the cruel and inhumane practices on factory farms, our commitment to giving a voice to the voiceless is renewed every day. But our work depends on the dedicated support of people like you. Every day, I am thankful for those who take time out to volunteer, to share our stories, and to donate. Thank you for making this another year of progress for animals and for saving lives with us every day.